BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Come on, it's Friday, people.
Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits podcast with Chris Stark.
So this is our Friday podcast. This is all for you. It's all the behind the scenes stuff from the Scott Mills Show. It's the podcast where you can ask all your questions, whether it's about the show or the guys who work here at Radio 1. Really, you can ask anything you want and we answer as honestly as we can. This is your podcast. We do this for you, really. On today's one, I want to introduce you to Layla, the intern. Now, it was her first week at Radio 1, and on her very first day of working on this show, we got her sniffed by a French man called Francois the Nose. This was on Monday. God, it feels like ages ago, but it was very, very funny. So I'm keen to catch up with her and find out how her first week at Radio 1 has been. Yesterday was a very exciting show for us. So we did the show from the London Eye, and it was all to launch the new BBC Sounds app. Now, it kind of felt like a school trip to us, truth be told, because normally we do the radio show from the studio. Occasionally we're out and about around the UK from various studios and the show comes from there. But to do it from a really high pod on the London Eye yesterday was certainly a very different way of doing a radio show. Now, what some of you won't know is that we often have to prepare for worst case scenarios. So because we're coming from the London Eye and it's a bit unusual, we have to record all these emergency links just in case the line goes down. It can't just go silent on Radio 1. So we have to record things that get played out should our mics stop working or we can't play any music from here. Then someone at Radio 1 HQ has to play this stuff in. Now, these little links never really get heard, but I want to play them to you on this podcast because I think they're quite funny. Yesterday, we also played Where Do You Think They Were, which is our new favourite game where a listener comes on, hears all about how they were conceived in exchange for an amazing birthday shout-out. You lot loved it. And one of the best messages we received was from listener Georgina. She had an amazing reaction to the whole thing. We're going to be catching up with her today. Obviously, on today's podcast, we're going to try and get through as many of your listener questions as possible. But first, we always start off this podcast by talking to Scott Mills. But before we do, I just wanted to play you a little bit of a new game that we've got going on in case you missed it. We also did this yesterday. Yesterday was a busy show. It's our new game called Superstar vs. Superfan. On yesterday's one, we played with Anne-Marie. Now, she thinks she's been connected to a superfan as part of a quiz. The reality is, she's put on the phone to me, and I pretend to be a guy called Stoof. He's our new favourite character on the show. We're going to be doing this a load more times. In case you missed it, here's a clip from the game.
Who did Anne-Marie star with on the theatre production Whistle Down the Wind?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Jessie J.
Yes.
It's correct.
Yes.
Smashing it, Steve. Steve, you're smashing it.
Thanks.
That was fast,
wow,
that one.
That was quick. Who is Anne-Marie's favourite Spice Girl?
Ooh, Anne-Marie.
Steve.
Me? Did I win?
Yeah, you won.
Sporty Spice.
Was that what you were going to say?
Sporty Spice.
Yeah, like, you would have said that, but Anne-Marie got there first.
Yeah, I got there first.
Yes.
Steve. Steve.
Give me a sec, Steve. Hang on.
Sporty Spice. Hello?
Sorry, Steve. Wait there.
Sporty Spice.
Yeah. Okay. In 2016, Anne-Marie revealed that she'd never been on a...
Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Date.
Date. Had never been on a date.
Yes.
Correct. Name Anne-Marie's next 10 shows.
What?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Manchester. London.
This is right.
Yep.
London. Glasgow. Glasgow.
Yep.
Birmingham.
Yep.
Birmingham.
Yep. Wait, I've lost count.
Southend-on-Sea.
Yes.
Leeds.
Yes. Yep. The next one, you got one more.
Edinburgh.
Yes.
Correct. You really are a fan, Steve. All right, one more question. What does it say today on Anne-Marie's trousers?
Steve.
Steve?
Logo.
How do you know?
That's,
How do you know that?
Okay, I've got a little something to tell you.
What?
That's actually Chris from the show.
Shut up.
Hi.
Yeah, you sound busy.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just preparing some lunch, actually.
Yeah, okay. But what do you make of the Steve thing?
Steve is my new favourite thing. I have listened to it a lot, actually, and I think it needs to get even more awkward with other stars. I think Anne-Marie is a great one to start it with. And she actually rolled on the floor laughing. It was a real life ruffle. She's fantastic for it. And she loved it. Do you see? She retweeted it.
Yeah. My major concern with this game is that it's cool doing it with Anne-Marie because she's a fan of the show and she's good friends with us. But my concern is if we do it with someone else and they don't really know me very well.
Yeah. I think you're right. But I think that could also be excellent.
I've heard that there's a video that's been made with the Anne-Marie one, and it's really, really good.
I can't wait for to see that.
Do you know what? I got a text from one of our bosses just saying, Steve.
Can you tell me which boss?
I can, Joe Harland.
Oh, did he like it?
I think he loves it, yeah. Yeah, which is a good sign. Yesterday's show was from the London Eye, and it was one of the weirdest ones in my experience that we've ever done. How was it for you?
I'm going to have to listen back to that today because I didn't actually feel like I was on the radio at all.
You were a bit scared of the height situation there.
I'll tell you the worst bit, because yesterday it couldn't have been worse weather, let's be honest, for the launch of BBC Sound. So the rain was on and the wind was really strong. And what happens when you get to the very top, if everyone knows what the London Eye looks like, when you reach the very top and you're kind of like right on the top, it's really wobbly, and that is not for me.
No. And when we started this thing, we actually were on the London Eye about half an hour before the show began, so we could experience one full turn, and you were really struggling at that point.
I mean, I think I got better as the show went on, but you can hear, if you listen to yesterday's show, the start of it, I was like, hi, and what I don't like is at the bottom, when you have done a full rotation, like, the guy's just like, I'm sure it is locked very well. I'm sure it is. But it's just the ease of how they open the doors. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But we did it. It was really high.
I got to say, yesterday's show was banging. Like, we were just talking about what's in this podcast, and a lot of it is from yesterday's show. We did a lot of good stuff. We should also say, if you haven't got it yet, you need to download this BBC Sounds app.
I know. I was going through it today. There's so much good stuff on there. There's like loads of, like, obviously you can listen to Radio 1 live, but there's loads of our different podcasts, like the Essential Mixes are on there from the 25 years celebration last week.
Yeah.
I even realised there's a Radio Cymru too. Who knew that?
It sounds like we're selling it, but what we're trying to say is if you are a fan of Radio 1, and I assume if you're listening to this podcast, you're a fan of the show or a fan of Radio 1, the right thing and the nerdy thing to do would be to download that app.
Did you know there were two Welsh language services?
No, I didn't. No,
I found that out today. But basically, what we want you to do is download this BBC Sounds app. It looks really shiny and nice as well on your phone. It really does. And you can then listen to Radio 1 wherever you go. We're here. We're there. We're here. We get a lot of messages going, oh, I didn't hear the end of Where Do You Think They Were because I had to go to a meeting. Like, just put your headphones in and put us on the app. You won't miss it. You won't miss the end.
Exactly. Scott, what are you up to today then?
Today, I have just done, do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Just done a voiceover for the new Katie Price one-hour TV special, which is coming to a TV channel near you soon.
Okay, good.
About, you know, clearing up all the rumours about her recently. Yeah. Great show. So, just did that.
High drama.
Oh, so much high drama. And then I've just cooked myself some food. And then it's all pretty normal today, really. And then I'm going to be heading to Radio 1 HQ for the official chart.
Nice.
See if Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are still number one.
Nice. Well, fun day for you then.
Yeah, well, it's kind of normal today. Normally I'd be at Strictly when I'm talking to you on a Friday, but I'm not there today. I'm going tomorrow instead.
Well, a little bit of an insight. We were due to go shopping today, weren't we? But I take it you're cancelling on me again.
Can't really do that. It's just a bit late now, really.
I do need a coat at some point, though. Here's how it works. Like, I can't go and buy things for myself.
No,
Scott does this.
We will go next week. But you know that shop that Grimmy recommended to us for coats?
Yeah.
I passed by it on the way to the Katie Price thing. It's not all that.
Oh, really?
It's not for us.
So don't get the coat from there.
It's not the best. It's just not for us. Like, for Grimmy, probably, yeah. But, like, I don't know.
Fine.
I just went in there and went, meh. I literally went in there for like 2 minutes.
Fine. Well, we won't do that then.
Let's revisit that next week and think again.
Scott, do you want to explain how shopping works with both of us?
well, it takes a while because we both like cancel, I cancel generally, and then eventually it happens. We decide that we want to buy, like, let's say a new coat, but we'll go together because Chris can't do it on his own. He just kind of needs that reassurance that shopping actually isn't awful. I think you've been scarred in the past by what must have been some terrible shopping experiences.
Absolutely.
Because when I take you in, even when we went in for like the suit fittings for your wedding, it was very simple. It was very straightforward. And I think that I've taught you that shopping actually can be pretty stress-free.
Yeah. You break things down nice and easy. And also, what's lovely about you is when we go into a shop, you make it very clear to me where the door is as well. Because I think the problem is with a shop is when you go in, you can feel immediately intimidated and almost lost. And I like to know that there is a way out.
Yeah, I it's a bit like if I'm cabin crew, I will point out where the exits are to you because I think that if you're in a shop and you don't know how like or where to get out, then you start to panic. I get it. I think a lot of people are the same. I think a lot of people really don't enjoy shopping, but I try and make it easier for you. And actually, I get it done pretty quick.
Yeah, you do.
In and out.
Listen, next up on the podcast, we're going to be talking about something called emergency links, which I don't think many people will know about, but I just want to get your I want to get your reaction to this idea. Because last week we had one of our bosses on after you complained about the phones. And you were kind of, in a way, worried about that person being on the podcast, because really they shouldn't be on. Even though it's fascinating, I think, for everyone listening in. But I want to play some of the emergency links that we had to record in case something went wrong on the London Eye yesterday.
Well, we have to do this for everything, and this is a bit of an insight. So let's say if we are broadcasting from Radio 1's Big Weekend, if for some reason the line from wherever we are goes down, which means you won't be able to hear what's on the radio or what we're doing from wherever we are, rather than have silence, you'll have these recorded messages, which generally don't get played, but we have to record going, hello, something's gone wrong, but we hope to bring you more from Big Weekend soon. A bit like on TV, when the programme just falls off the TV, you know, falls off air.
Yeah.
And you get an announcement going, we're sorry about that. Hopefully we'll be back with Saturday Night Takeaway soon. We have to also record these, but you don't generally hear them. But now it appears that you're going to.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing. They never get played. So this is the perfect place to do it. We're going to do it next.
Right.
Brilliant. Thank you, Scott Mills.
Thank you.
All right, then, let's crack on with this then. So I'm going to play you two of these emergency links that we have to do. It's kind of weird and nerdy, but bear with it. I think that these things should get played because they never get played. And I'm kind of excited that you guys are going to be able to hear it. All right, so there's two in front of me. One of them was quite serious, and I think Scott did a very good job of it.
This is Scott Mills with Chris on BBC Radio 1. We are supposed to be bringing you a live broadcast from the London Eye this afternoon, but we can't bring it to you at the moment. We'll be back with you as soon as we can on Radio 1.
So what's amazing is these would get played out, and then obviously there would just be a song on that end, and then they'd probably have to play that link again after a couple more songs. But to jazz it up a little bit, they make you do a couple of these ones. This was one of the recordings of an emergency link that we did in case something went wrong with yesterday's show.
Well, this is annoying because if you can hear this message, it's pre-recorded and is done in the event of anything going wrong, technical link-up-wise, from the London Eye.
But what's amazing, Scott, is we record these kind of things quite a lot. They never really get played out because it always goes right. So if you are hearing this, it's kind of gone wrong.
Yeah.
But then that's my favourite type of radio often.
Yeah,
that's when I really tune in. I'm like, oh my God, it's going wrong.
Yeah. But we honestly, we don't believe that this will be played. So if you are hearing it, we weren't expecting that in any way. Because normally, as everything at Radio 1 does, it's a well-oiled machine. Runs like clockwork. Nothing ever goes wrong here.
Just like the London Ear.
That's right. Anyway, we're probably still going round and round on the London Ear. You just can't hear us. So let's play some more music and hopefully they'll fix it soon.
Can you imagine something had gone wrong and that is what you heard on Radio 1? I should point out as well, it's called the London Ear because it was the launch of BBC Sounds app, you know, the app that you can download and take us with you wherever you are, listen to the show. They decided to rename the London Eye the London Ear. Genius, eh? Really pleased I got to share those emergency links with you. It feels like closure because that was stuff that was never meant to be heard. There you go. One for the nerds. Now, on yesterday's show, we played another game of Where Do You Think They Were? This is where a listener comes on and finds out all about how they were conceived in gruesome detail from one of their parents. Sometimes it's both their parents. And in exchange, they get the most amazing birthday shout-out. Yesterday's one was super, super cringe, and you guys were loving it. In case you missed it, here's a little clip.
All right, Oliver, good luck. Sharon, take us back to that time 25 or so years ago.
It was our first married Valentine's Day together.
Okay.
So a special one.
Right.
Valentine's Day, I assume that you were very, very excited for the occasion, given that it was the first one since the wedding. You
yeah,
must have
it
wanted
was.
To make it extra romantic.
Yes, it was, I suppose.
Okay, Sharon, so if you could set the scene for us, where, when?
We went out for a romantic dinner to a local pub.
Okay. Can you remember what you had?
Steak.
Yeah, I thought it would be steak. And so it's kind of a special occasion. Did you dress up nice for it?
It was, I think so. I had a nice dress up.
And did Nigel scrub up well?
Yes, he always did, back in the day.
I like it. So you're all dressed up. You're having a steak in a pub.
Yeah.
And we all know what's next.
And no rump for you, Sharon. It was straight up fillet, wasn't it?
It was.
Because Valentine's. You know, spend a bit of money.
Spend.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Enjoy it. And then puddings? Was it a nice Valentine's-themed pudding?
It was a chocolate mousse, I think, with brandy.
Do you think chocolate mousse is the most fairy of all the desserts?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It is, yeah.
I don't know why.
It says thanks to me.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. Yeah, it's the sexy dessert.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry,
gosh.
Oliver. Okay, so the meal's finished.
You didn't want to stay in the pub for a couple more drinks?
No, we were in a hurry to get back home.
Oh, Oliver.
Oh, my God, this is just disgusting.
So how do you get home?
I think we had a taxi, actually, because I think we were both drinking.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what happened in the taxi?
Probably some canoodling.
Okay, so we've got some canoodling in the car going on, Oliver, not going to lie.
Yeah, it's nice to hear.
Yeah.
It's great, really.
Did the taxi driver try and interrupt with talk or what?
I don't think he had a chance.
No, they generally... Oh, wow. They generally ignore, don't they?
Oh.
Just let you get on with it.
Sounds like it was pretty intense, Sharon.
Mm.
And everything's bubbling up by then. You've had the steak, you've had your mousse.
You're ready for the final.
Back in the car.
Yeah.
Turn up at the house. Quick, Nigel, get the keys in the lock.
Yeah. Quick, Nigel.
Just about got the keys in the lock.
Nigel, you put the wrong keys in the hole. Come on, quick.
Fumbling there.
No, you know what happens
around.
When you're trying to get like the key in quick. It's like, oh, I've wrong key.
Oh, mate, it's like the Crystal Maze.
Hates it.
Do you know what I mean? Suddenly, it gets very difficult.
Okay, so you hop out of the taxi.
Yep.
And then where are we heading?
Straight up the stairs.
All right, no messing.
No messing.
Oliver, you know the house that this happened in, don't you?
I'm pretty sure I do. Yeah.
Yeah. What room are you in then, Sharon?
The back bedroom.
Okay. A single or double bed?
Oh, double.
Okay, good.
It was one of those pine 90s beds.
Oh, pine.
Everybody
had
pine.
Oh, it's like my mum's house, all pine.
And it was pink.
Pink pine?
Not pink pine, pink bedspread.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
On a pine bed.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Now, at this point, did you sort of take your time a bit? Did Nigel put any music on? Or
no.
Just a fit of passion?
Yeah.
It was, yes. I think there might have been a bit on the stairs.
Yep.
Okay, Sharon.
There might have been.
Oliver.
What a mess.
You okay?
Georgina, your reaction to yesterday's Where Do You Think They Were was amazing. Tell me all.
Well, I turned the radio on. I don't normally listen at that time.
Yeah.
So when I turned it on, I think he'd already started talking about it, so it was kind of like joining a conversation in the middle. So I didn't actually know what to expect, and then it all happened, obviously, and it was great. It was super cringy and awkward, but also super funny, so much so that I ended up driving the wrong way home.
No way, because we often get people texting in, and I assume that they're lying or exaggerating when they say they've taken a wrong turn or gone the wrong way home. That actually happened?
Yeah, definitely went the wrong way.
It's not your birthday soon, is it? You don't want to take part in the game?
Absolutely not, no.
How far the wrong way did you go?
Well, I kind of went a way that I've been before, but I'd only go if there was loads of traffic. So I ended up stuck in some traffic down that way, and I thought I'd just turn around. But it was probably about 10, 15 minutes out of my way.
Oh, it's wicked. I love hearing these kind of stories because obviously we do these things in the studio or wherever it is that we are, and we never really know how it's playing out for people listening at home.
It was good. I clearly didn't care where I ended up. All I wanted to know was the end of that story.
You know what? You're not the only person that's done this kind of thing. I got an email from someone called Poppy, and Poppy messaged in to say, I'm not normally a podcaster, but save them up for long journeys, which I make quite often. This week, I've gone from Newcastle to Dorset, back to Newcastle, down to Derbyshire and across to Manchester. I was just heading back to Newcastle for Halloween, pretty shattered from all this travelling. I put on your podcast, set up my sat-nav to Newcastle, 2.5 hours away, not too bad. I got so into your podcast, I wasn't paying too much attention and started wondering if my dyslexia was affecting me because I was tired and couldn't read the road signs. I'd driven all the way to Newcastle in Wales by mistake without realising. That is ridiculous.
That is crazy. I mean, I didn't use that much petrol and that much mileage, thankfully. But
Poppy in Newcastle, how can you go that far wrong without realising? It's actually incredible.
Did she not have a sat-nav on? It would have stopped her.
Yeah, but apparently the sat-nav...
Heard it trying to reroute.
Yeah, but I think the sat-nav took her to Newcastle in Wales rather than the other Newcastle. Hilarious.
And then she, well, I don't know, she must have put the wrong one in, who knows.
Do you know what, I could really do with talking to Poppy actually on this podcast, because I'm going to a stag do right after I've finished this podcast. I'm going on my best mate's stag do, and we're going to Newcastle tonight, so I could do with
which Newcastle.
Very good point. Georgina, that was wicked, thanks so much.
Thank you, take care,
see you then, bye then, bye
bye.
All right, we're going to get round to some of your listener questions very, very shortly. But first, I want to introduce you to Layla, who is an intern here at Radio 1 doing her first week. And we've got her to do some well weird stuff. Layla, hello.
Hello.
How is your first week at Radio 1, please?
It's wild. It's crazy. Yeah. It is crazy. Not many people describe offices as wild, but it's so weird. I kind of thought that, no offence, but I kind of thought that this existed in like a parallel universe.
What do you mean?
And so like when, I don't know, when you're listening to it, you don't think like it's just a building and there's just people, you know, it's just so normal, but it's not, you know, like on my first day, Stormzy was walking through and everyone was like, nobody was batting an eyelid. It's just weird.
So I know you're going to have to say yes to this, but were you a fan of Radio 1 before you started?
Oh God, yeah. No, I was like, I would say I've been listening to Radio 1 since the womb, but that would be a bit...
That's a weird way to put it.
That would be a bit far. No, from when I was like 12 onwards, Radio 1 was just always what we had on.
Yeah.
When I was younger, which is quite embarrassing now, when I was younger, I was on Nick Grimshaw's breakfast show when I was about 15.
Oh my God, you told me this. Yeah. Wasn't it something with a ukulele?
It was tragic. I called in. I used to be really annoying. Yeah. I'm still really annoying, but I used to be even more annoying. And I called in when I knew that they had Bastille on, because I really loved Bastille. And I was like, can I sing to them, please? What you clearly want to sing? And the producer called me back and was like, yeah, okay, sure you can. And so I did it. And I've never lived it down.
See, the hard thing is when you start at Radio 1, and I had this as well, anything in your past is
literally
fair game.
Yeah.
So you know what's going to happen. At some point, Dan from Bastille is going to be on.
He's coming in next week.
I was going to say, I'm half tempted to call him right now. But I think we'll save it for someone else because it's going to happen. You're going to end up having to play the ukulele.
I know, no. I was sitting on a Nick show the other day and he was like, no, we'll dig it up, let's do it. And I was like, please.
It's 100% going to happen.
I hope it doesn't exist. I hope the file... How long do you keep the files? That-
I think it just stays forever, doesn't it? Layla, I was going to Get Your Own Back when I was 10 years old and right. They still managed to find that. It happens. So it's your first week and you've been doing little bits for our show as well.
Yeah.
How's that been for you?
It's more exciting than I thought. Again, no offence, but...
I'm taking some offence to that.
It's more... No, like, the first day that I came in, I didn't really know what was happening. The first day that I came in, I kind of got pushed into your studio, so...
That's right, yeah. We should apologise to you for that. So the very first thing Layla had to do... I think we'd only met...
I hadn't met... Really, no, I hadn't met you.
Oh, had we not?
We'd literally not met. I met you as... This was...
Oh, as this was going on. I'm so sorry. Like, I sort of vaguely remember someone going, oh, the new interns are here. And I thought I'd said hello.
Not at all.
I'm really sorry. That's really awkward now.
It's not awkward. No, it's fine.
But, all right. So you got brought in and we were recording something with a guy called Francois the Nose.
Yeah.
And this was a guy who we had on because we're trying to make a perfume or an aftershave that we can give away to one listener at Christmas. And Francois, the nuz, is this professional who can smell really well. Mm-hmm. So we thought, because it was your first day, we wanted to test if Francois, the nuz, could smell fear.
Yeah.
And then we thought, oh, brilliant. Well, it's Layla's first day, so let's just get Layla in. I'm sure she's scared. We'll put her on the radio. That should, you know, terrify her slightly more. Yeah. But he couldn't smell any fear.
No, he couldn't. He said that he could just smell perfume, which is quite a nice thing, really, to know on your first day that you smell nice.
Well, no, it's good for you. But however, it's kind of weird to have a Frenchman sniffing you on your first
day. Yeah, that was weird. Also, he was blindfolded with like a strange velvet. It was a bit...
It wasn't creepy or anything. It was
not
just weird,
at all,
right?
Not at all. Just a bit weird. Yeah.
But I hope everyone's looking after you and I hope you like
it. Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
We're actually all quite nice here.
No, you
I think
are.
You'll find.
I was worried that when I came in, it would just be like, Who is this? Get this kid out. You know, who are you? And people are like, who are you? Because they don't know who I am, but they're not in a nice way, the nicest possible way. Well, everyone's really welcoming.
It's really good to kind of have you as part of the Radio 1 family.
Thank you.
And obviously, anything you need, you just need to come to me or Scott.
Yep.
And we can point you
and
in
you
the right direction.
It.
We can tell you who else to go and ask.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the worst offer of help ever. Yeah. No, all good. Thank you, Layla.
Thank you very much.
And if we need you to be sniffed again, you're fine with that.
I'm always available for sniffing.
Okay. Well, that's going to live with you now.
That's going to live forever.
Okay, let's crack on. We've got about 8 minutes of studio time left. It's great. It becomes a game show when it gets to this stage. It feels like there's a countdown clock going down, so I've got to rattle on through. We'll kick things off with one of your emails. All right, this email's from Katie Glover. Hi, Katie. She says, hi, Chris. I'm travelling in Asia, so 7 hours ahead, which means I can't ring in to ask my question. My question is, do you and Scott ever have a fallout, bracket serious one, and then have to sit and do a show together? Now, that is a great question. I cannot remember the last time me and Scott have had a proper falling out. And it doesn't really happen. There was one time, if we're being really, really honest about it, there was one time in Edinburgh I was a bit annoyed at Scott. And it's an amazing story, this. Actually, when you say that, it never is. But it's a story that no one knows about. I feel like I'm oversharing a little bit, but I'm going to tell you guys. So we were doing a radio show from Edinburgh, and we had these, they were like flats rented for us, because I don't know how it works, but I think hotels for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival were really, really expensive. So we ended up in flats where we could share them between two or three people. Me and Scott had to share a flat. And Scott was with his ex-boyfriend at the time. Now, there was one night we'd all gone out and had a few drinks. And I came back and I was in my room. And I could hear Scott and his boyfriend talking. Oh, I can't believe I'm saying this. And they weren't saying very nice things about me, let's just say. But I think it's because everyone had had a couple of drinks and we'd all spent a lot of time with each other. And I don't know, whatever reason, it just wasn't the best thing to be overhearing. It wasn't anything major. I don't want to make out that this was like real horrible stuff. They just, it wasn't that nice. And it was basically them saying they were a bit annoyed to have had to spend the whole evening with me as well. Probably because I was being a bit of a third wheel. So anyway, I didn't want to cause a massive fuss with it. But the next day I thought, well, me and Scott never really have an argument or ever confront things really face on between each other. But I took him to one side and was like, Scott, I was actually a bit upset about what you said last night. And I heard it. I don't know if you realised. And he didn't really remember what he'd said. And same with his boyfriend at the time. And that was the nearest we've come to an argument, because I was a bit annoyed the next day and I wasn't very happy with that situation. And he massively apologised. It was just one of those that I think a couple of drinks were talking. And it wasn't really the truth of that situation. So that's probably the nearest we've come to an argument. But during the show, that's never happened. There's been times where we've both had stuff going on in our lives and we've had to kind of sit there and it feels a bit awkward or it feels a little bit, I don't know, maybe not the happiest environment to be in, but we've never had a fallout and then sat there being really, really awkward with each other whilst the songs are playing. I've heard of so many other DJs that have been in that scenario, but not us. Thing is, with me and Scott, we are basically family and we've known each other for a long, long time. So even if there was that slight falling out, we're very good at dealing with it. And I'm sure there are times that I really annoy Scott. That's the truth of it. I'm sure there are times that he has annoyed me. But no, we don't have silly arguments. We always put it to one side. And that's ultimately what family's about, right? All right, let's get another one of your questions. Hi, Ollie.
Hey, right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Cool. What do you want to ask?
Yeah, I was just wondering. So, what's happened to the feature real or no real? Because, like, that was always, like, something to look forward to at the end, and it's just disappeared out of nowhere. So, like, what's happened?
You're right. We used to do this every day, didn't we? Do you know what truth is? We just thought we wanted to do something different, and we'd done this game every day for quite a long time. And as a show, we like to kind of change things up and evolve and find new ways of doing things. So I do think we should bring it back, but I just think we should bring it back every now and then. It's actually a really good idea. I'd not forgotten about it, obviously, but yeah, haven't thought of doing it for a while. I'll suggest it to the team. It's a really good idea, Ollie.
All right, cheers.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay, cheers. Have a good one.
Cheers, dude. Guys, thanks so much for all the questions that you send to me. I really do enjoy reading them and all the reaction to this podcast and the podcast throughout the week. And obviously the show. Please always feel free to get in touch with me or Scott. Remember, you can email into the show, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or you can just find me on Twitter or Insta, drop me a little message, and maybe it's something we can bring up on this podcast. If you have any questions, just let me know. I hope you have the best weekend, an amazing week next week, and we'll do this again next Friday. I'm off to Newcastle now, my best mate Stag do. I'll tell you all about it on Monday, I'm sure. Wish me luck.
We can make something beautiful.
I'm erotically charged.
It means it will sound something like this.
One.
Welcome to
the show where two teams of comics go head-to-head in a battle of off-the-cuff...
on-the-spot...
stupidity.
Everything is completely made up on this stage.
An absolute bloodbath of the sexy kind. Yeah.
Recorded live.
Who decides who wins? Well, you do! The audience! Wow, the public!
Battle Axe.
No prep, no script, and a lot of nonsense.
It was just basically an advert.
This is an advert.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.
One.